Rabbi Velvo Pearl will talk to us about his experience with Baron Zal. When did you first come to Lakewood? 1948. Where did you come from?
Cranberlin.
What made you come to Lakewood? What motivated you to come to Lakewood? Who is the Rebbe in Cranberlin? What? Rav Huttner. How did you get to Lakewood how did you get introduced to come there? What was the introduction? Yeah, no, I don't mean that. I mean, how were you accepted there? Did you have to come with a letter, a recommendation, or what?
No.
You just came by yourself?
Yes.
No introduction. What time of the year was that? What month?
In
Elz month. You just came, and then what was your first experience to go into the yeshiva? Who did you speak to? You don't remember?
Rav Bobby came at that same time when I came. Homer came, and they were Hyman and
we're talking about the people of Label Hyman and who else?
Homer.
Rabbi Hoberman?
Yes.
Yeah, and who else?
Ace
and Green.
It's
Wolf Iverson. They were also in Cranberlin, or they came from different places?
No, Cranberlin, I came with you. Cranberlin was Hester Lieberman.
With Hoberman?
Hester Lieberman.
Hester Lieberman. Uh-huh. What was your first experience in the yeshiva to get in? What was the... Who'd you come in contact with?
I
don't remember, okay. Would you remember your first meeting with Rabbi Aaron? What it was like? You don't remember? Can't remember. Do you remember any experiences during that time when you first came? That you remember, that made an impression on you?
I remember that Rebbe had me, they lent me my cushion because I learned Yeramas.
You learned cushion?
Yeah, because I learned Yeramas, Cranberlin.
Uh-huh.
They were learning Yeramas.
Oh, they were learning Yeramas and Yeshivas, they wanted to learn something else.
Yes, sir.
And who was in the group that learned Kutchin? Who was in that group?
Yisrael, Moshe.
Were you started Zvachim? You don't remember Masechta, what it was?
In the Bechiris.
Did the Rabbi say Shurim on Kutchin?
Yes, he said sometimes.
How often did he say Shiurim from Kutcher?
Once a week.
But that was besides the Shiur and Yevamos, right?
Yeah.
So what day do we, like if he had, when did he say the Shiur on?
It was a different kind of Shiur.
Yeah.
It was a Blat Shiur.
A Blat Shiur on Kutcher.
He was learning it. He said a Blat.
Had a block. And then, what day of the week usually said that? You remember? Friday, Shabbat, Monday. Do you remember anything? What impressed you about the Shurim there, by the Baron? What kind of impression did it make?
Last year in Venice, And the tube was here was a brake catch.
Brake catch? It was very bright.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And any other experiences you had in the yeshiva itself, in the experience that you could remember? Oh. Did you have any special tafkidim there that you did?
As a rabbi,
yeah.
I was never suffered. I took on a lot of things.
Uh-huh. So that, you know, that was in connection with Rabbi Aaron. He used to give instructions what to do?
No.
No? It was all on your own?
Some people there.
Uh-huh. What about any contacts that you remember with Rabban himself? About the shiurim, about other matters that you could remember, that you had experience with?
You say, bad experience, you say that culture. And he was sitting here, and I was sitting on the side.
Yeah.
And I fell asleep.
Tell us what happened.
And then the guys didn't work. No, they didn't know we were sitting at me. They gave me a look for a long time. So I said, well, good.
Yeah. What did he say?
Nothing.
That's a bad experience. Well, you felt bad.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. So someone paying attention to the Shia. Uh-huh. Is there any good experience?
Yeah, I just don't seem to get setting after that. 7 years.
7 years. And where'd you go from there?
I went back to Canberra.
Uh-huh. For 7 years. Okay, so now the next man you learn, if they learned Kutchum, what did you learn?
Went back to Nashon
Ezekiel. Nashon Ezekiel. So you went through the whole cycle, all the sectors.
Right.
And you heard all the Baran Shirim during that time.
Yes.
So could you describe the experience it was when you first heard the Shirim and as you got used to it, how it grew?
I wasn't a big Shia person.
What?
I wasn't a big Shia person.
No, you went by yourself.
I listened to the Shia, but I didn't.
Didn't work on the Shia room?
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. You should tell me over the Shia room. On Friday night, you should tell me over the Shia room.
Yeah. He used to tell them over to you. But that means you heard it before.
Before I said, he said this year on Friday night.
Yeah.
And then he.
You mean the preparation?
Yeah.
So you used to be by the preparation?
Yeah.
Who else was with you?
Well,
for example. Anybody who was in that same Friday night year.
Yeah.
Were you there with Chaim Epstein?
I don't know, I was Chaim Epstein's elder brother when I think about it. You were there with me.
Uh-huh. When was that?
Around 50.
Uh-huh. But who else did you learn with before that, who went to that Friday night cheer? You don't remember? Tyler Cobb, was he there?
Yeah.
Was he by the chair?
Yeah.
No. Rabbi Schwartzman? Yeah. Rabbi Yashrei? Yeah. Rabbi Kamenetsky? And this, did you went to the second time also, or just Friday night?
The second time.
Yeah. When did he say the second time?
He said on Monday, I think.
Monday said over? But he said Monday morning or on Shabbat?
No, he said on Shabbat.
What was special about his shiurim different than you heard other places?
It was broader.
Broader. It was deeper also.
Ian,
but the great guy, the great spirit.
I once told him,
He said over for Rav Shlomo Hyman?
No, he said the same thing, the same shit.
Yeah.
I said, I was saying, I was saying, I was saying, I already know that she was there. And I was telling her to say different. So I saw her and decided the main points. You say the man fell and then emphasize the main points. He emphasized the structure like a piece of art. This has this, this is saying this, this fellow this, and this fellow this. And he said, and he started, and he got back also. He started laughing, and you'll be afterward.
Mm-hmm. He used to say it over different ways.
Yeah, he said,
yes. You have to hold cup for each one separate. Oh, any other experiences that you had that you could recall? Things on Haggis.
Yeah, he used to wear a jacket. This is my memory. Nobody said they noticed it. He used to wear when he used to prepare smokes.
Yeah.
He used to put on a jacket.
Yeah.
And how many days he was running it off without a jacket.
Yeah.
And then prepare his movie for a jacket.
For the preparation?
Yeah.
You mean the it's kapata?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's interesting. That's interesting. Okay. Do you remember anything in the shmuzen besides by the learning? Okay, on Shabbos, by the meals, what it was like?
There was an experience. We used to get milk from James. We used to get milk from New Life,
yeah.
The farm.
Yeah.
And we used to watch.
Yeah.
And we used to get milk there. And I don't sit my big toe.
You made what?
A big tour.
Make a big tour, yeah?
They were sitting there and go there together, pasteurizing milk for their father Shabbos.
Uh-huh. The pastor made the milk on Shabbos?
No, they used to get that milk from a father Shabbos.
From a father Shabbos, yeah?
Not that he did that, not that the she bought milk, the she bought the milk from his Aksharah.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah, yeah. Uh-huh.
So he made a big tour of everything. So finally, we arranged it, we got J&J milk. We had J&J milk. There was a farm, Johannes Farm.
Yeah, right. Johannes Farm.
That's something like it.
That's not in Lakewood, but it's in Jersey.
It's not in Lakewood. And it's So then was the last Shabbos. And something came and said, I see the moved the sand.
Did you move what?
Moved the sand.
Yeah.
And then Shabbos said, he got so mad and neither said because he went into the room and changed his mouth.
Well, because they brought the milk on Shabbos.
Yeah, because he wanted them, because he was one of the sisters that he had same day.
So they used to get it from someplace else.
Yeah.
He didn't like that place. Who didn't like that? Yankel Shiv didn't like it. What was wrong with that place?
It was a pasture that they used machines for pasture and another.
But from not Kol Yisrael.
Not Kol Yisrael. Kol Shabbos.
We have experience, remember. What?
I took care of once and take care of Sarah and Lakewood.
Yeah. Take care of what?
Sarah and Lakewood.
Yeah, yeah.
So I went in the machine and asked him to take care of
her. Yeah.
So I was an unbelievable experience.
Unbelievable experience.
Yeah, I had a food boy. And there are some Mexican bar and where I did.
Yeah? How'd you do it? You prepared the food for a bar or for the rabbits?
A bar.
So what did the rabbits have to do with it?
Why wasn't she there?
Oh, she wasn't there.
Because she was taking care of her.
And so what was the experience of preparing the food for a bar?
They sent around chicken from Lakewood.
Sent what?
Chicken from Lakewood.
They sent chicken from Lakewood?
Yeah.
To where?
To the last.
In Lakewood?
Yeah, this is in New York, I would take care of.
Who?
In New York, I would take care of.
Oh, you were going to New York? Oh, okay. Oh.
So I used to cook the chicken over and over again.
You cooked it again?
I cooked it over and over again until it became hot out of the bone.
Yeah. Why'd you have to cook it again?
To warm it up.
Oh, to warm it up.
I didn't know you can't cook it over again.
So you weren't an experienced cook.
Yeah. Even though later Ryan said, you told the next mother I'd take care of him, he played over.
Yeah.
He knows how he cooked him.
He knows how to cook. So what happened with the burnt chicken?
So I said, I said, maybe there's you want eggs.
Yeah.
So it's plenty of milk here. But he had eggs for breakfast.
Yeah. Why do you say Fleischik or Luke again?
No, he said he's joking. He said, like, he had eggs and I had a Fleischik.
That's Fleischik egg?
Yeah.
What's funny?
No, he's not giving for the meat meal, not I'm giving him egg again.
He wants enough to flesh your cake.
No, so he's just joking. He says, I ain't look there in the morning, I'm going to flesh it. He told me, he told me then that I shouldn't tell my, he used to leave the house in the morning, 9 o'clock, with his eyes and his,
what?
With his eyes and his eyes.
Yeah.
He went out collecting, yeah, that's more.
Yeah. You went with him?
No, it's the red one.
Who?
Capisans
I went to collect.
They're very good friends.
Yeah. You remember experiences with his Capisans and him?
So he used to come home at 9 o'clock in the evening.
Yeah.
And used to take a piece of cake and a little more gates than that.
Yeah.
And then they experienced to see the writing on the side of the eighth design.
Eighth design what? See?
No. Learning.
What? Learning?
Yeah, he was so tired he couldn't learn until the seven or more eighth design.
So what did he do to be eighth?
No, he just happened to be one of those there and then shut it.
He built the yeshiva to make the yeshiva in Philadelphia.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
what year was that? When was that?
65. Somebody had a cop telling me whether the line of St. Bachman is to revert.
To revert?
Yes, to revert went to Philadelphia.
So
I did see.
To start the yeshiva.
The line of St. Bachman.
He was the only one there?
No, the two come at you.
They started the yeshiva. Who did he send?
Luria.
Huh?
Heim Schneider, Luria.
Heim Schneider?
Yeah, Luria.
Luria, yeah. There's a Luria here in Borough Park.
Yeah, that's a
liquor store. No?
Yeah.
Yeah. Schneider, I don't know who that is. So they started the yeshiva.
Yeah.
Why did they make the yeshiva?
Mayor Mintz.
Yeah.
Told them nothing. What's going to happen to you? There's no shows.
No shows, yeah.
So we have to make the yeshivas.
Yeah.
Nelson had a cousin in Philadelphia that I take to him.
Yeah.
First place.
That was a cousin, not a brother.
No, he had a cousin. He bring him in.
Of nothing. And Mayor Mintz. Mayor Mintz was a Talmud yeshiva too?
Yeah, he was Talmud lady.
He made his own yeshiva too there, you know? Yeah, maybe not in your time. Yeah, like for younger Bachram.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah.
Yeah, but Nelson's son, he had a...
Nelson's
son had a little
bit. Yeah.
He met a man shadow.
Yeah, he told me about it. I spoke to him once about that. You're a baby bear. Except when I had a problem with the tape recorder, then I have to do it again. The tape didn't work so good. I mean, I didn't know how to use it so good. Yeah. Hey, what else? Anything else? What? What did you say?
He loved him very much.
Yes.
He was the Mishra.
What?
He was the Mishra.
He was what they were that didn't love him? Why?
Yes, because he was because of iron pressure.
Pressure to do what?
To get married.
He didn't want to marry her. Where did that come from?
Whatever.
Mishraim.
Mishraim, he had a lot of bottom.
Yes.
And the judgment comes to his hair. So the line is just, what's that for study? He's not coming to bear.
Why didn't he come?
He wasn't in the Rambam's era.
I mean, this is for a shidduch. He was preparing. But he doctor wanted him. But like this, Rambam seems to be a very too gangly person. Those were such a odd customer.
No, you're not getting it up.
Huh?
You're not getting it up.
Yeah. So I spoke to him a few times about this. He doesn't come across that way.
Spoken by the experience of life?
Not yet. I spoke to him about the speaking, but I hadn't spoken to him yet. I every time I see him, I try to make an appointment. I spoke a week ago. He's not just all, but he's coming here after you. Rabban was what?
He was talking to people by asking their name.
He was asking their name?
Yeah. He wants to bring some bus to New York.
What? A bus to New York?
Come on, let's see where the bus is going.
Yeah.
He said, New York. I said, sir, Bob bus, she was never, never say New York.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He spoke to somebody, asked him what their name is.
Bob Moss came from St. Louis.
Yeah.
He came 20 years later. He came again.
Yeah.
Ryan told him his name.
He remembered.
Yeah. He should remember his name.
Yeah. A good memory. He also remembered incidents with people, know what they were talking about. I don't know. People told me that. Like if he had experience with somebody, it could have been, they were talking about a certain Indian, he'd remember where they were in the middle of that Indian. He never had like that.
When's the summer going to put this here?
I'm trying, I'm going to put it, I mean, it's a shambly, I'm trying to put it together. Yes.
Where is the tire? It was the man.
Who tire?
The man means.
Yeah.
It was the man who wanted to make his shoes out of
it. What?
He didn't say, he said something like, but he's Tommy who makes his shoes.
Yeah.
Why was that there, sorry?
Influence.
They think it's tough, they had to go out and do it.
He generated it.
Yeah. Even though he would tell me she's in mind another year, another 10 years, another 20 years.
They wanted to do other things.
No, they wanted someone to say, I'll do it.
And instead of going out and do it, they stay and learn.
Eventually, when that came out, that might be December 3rd.
And he said that it's better to keep back, holding back is better to send out. The mail is the box. Any more personal experiences that you remember? You're very tired now? Okay. Thank you very much, Rabbi Pearl, for your words of Rabban, Zionist School.